Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bro, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
Yeah, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Come on, board that.
Your ship has connected.
And you the man, CA.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Rochester to Raleigh, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How are we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. This is the first time we have all congregated since the madness that was Friday. So plenty of analysis and breakdown of Bob's Three, a.k.a. the third annual Bob's Bar show on Friday. Let me just say an enormous message of thank you to everybody that showed up from far and wide. I was blown away, and everybody that I talk to that I tell, we had listeners come in from Vancouver, come in from Oakland, California, come in from South Carolina, drive in from Alabama, drive in from Michigan. People are blown away. So what a tremendous show of loyalty and support from the D'Aliens. We all were so thankful that you guys did that. Hopefully we put on a show for you. Hopefully you felt welcome and had a good time, and hopefully bigger and better in 2024. But boy, oh boy, was that an incredible day all around. All of the guys that showed up from the network, Boyle and Gelb, and the list goes on and on. Everybody just was blown away by the listeners. Bob and Nancy were amazing as well. Katie Linedahl. Everybody just was blown away by the show of support and of loyalty and of just friendship. It was really awesome.
Wow!
And by the end of it, after we were off of the air and had to clear out Bob's Bar, it was all so ugly. It was also what you might expect after 8 hours of open bar and people beginning at 6 a.m. It was just as gruesome as you do imagine. And so we were peeling people off of the ground, awaiting the rains that came and then said, well, you don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
This over.
Last year's Bob's Bar ended at midnight after a Rangers playoff game, and that's when things got a little crazy. This year, it got crazy by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe earlier, which goes to show you the tone was set early. And I can only say that while Mraz had the best intentions, he perhaps laid the groundwork for a worse day for himself. When he gave you the bat signal, hey, yep, start early, don't wait for us. At 6 a.m., have your first, get after it. It set him up for an early peeling people off of the sidewalk kind of afternoon.
Never saw 8 p.m. bedtime for me coming.
Never. By about 2 o'clock, it was, whoa. This got ugly real fast.
I was never more thankful for rain.
We needed the rain that came through on Friday afternoon to wash away our sins. The forecast was amazing. It broke for us. It looked like it was going to be overcast, maybe some light showers in the morning, some rain. Instead, it was beautiful, partly cloudy, but mostly sunny. Warm temperatures, especially in the sun. It was gorgeous all morning, perfect throughout the day. And then at about 3 o'clock or so Eastern time, the rains came through, and it washed away our sins. And we needed that badly. Okay, everyone go home. So more on the Bob's Bar Show as we make our way through the morning. But the story in sports from the weekend that it was is Bradley Beal. Beal, the multi-time All-Star, scorer from the Washington Wizards, who the last 5 years has played in a team that has never been above 500. Zoinks! Imagine 5 straight years of a losing record. Now imagine the Washington Wizards. Oh, they finally pull the trigger. They trade Bradley Beal. They trade him to the Phoenix Suns. And now the Suns have a host of massive contracts and nothing else. The Wizards get to press their reboot button. They get to shed themselves of that salary. They trade for Chris Paul and his expired contract. And so I'm sure they'll move on from him. And now they get a clean slate. For the Suns, does this make Phoenix the NBA's best team? It is where we begin, your cold open.
I think this deal was about putting the ball in Devin Booker's hands as essentially being the lead initiator on the team. Straight up. When Chris Paul was there, it wasn't really something they could do. Chris Paul was on the ball all the time. And you look at the moments where the Suns have looked the best, I think, over this little cycle since they've had Kevin Durant. To me, it's when Devin Booker has been the point guard, has been the initiator, has been the guy that runs the show. I think that's what this is about more than anything. And now you have Bradley Beal, a tremendous off-ball scorer. Kevin Durant, who's a tremendous off-ball scorer. You maintain DeAndre Ayton. We'll talk about him momentarily. I think that that's the key of this more than anything else.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was NBA writer Sam Vecenie from The Athletic. So that makes sense. You take the ball out of Chris Paul's hands. You put it in Devin Booker's hands. Chris Paul is... had his effectiveness wane over the last couple of seasons. Certainly last year looked like a washed version of CP3. And now you've gotten younger and you've gotten more productive from a scoring output standpoint. Now it's about Beal, KD, and Devin Booker. And the reason I can't put DeAndre Ayton in that conversation at the moment, even though he's under contract with the Suns, is... will the Suns decide to keep all four of those guys under massive deals? Because if they do, literally, the rest of the roster has to be veteran minimums. You might ask yourself, how the hell do the Phoenix Suns have the money under a salary cap system to have Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton, and now Bradley Beal? And Beal is the fourth highest paid player in the league right now and makes more than $50 million a year. The answer is, that's all you can afford. Again, you literally have to flesh out the rest of the roster. There's four guys under contract. The rest of the roster basically has to be veterans minimum, unless you do deal DeAndre Ayton. Now, we know out of those four guys, Ayton would be the guy that would move. Who knows if he will? There was tension between him and Monty Williams. Monty Williams is out right now. But this is going to be a fascinating offseason structuring for the Suns. They went all in on scoring. They've got Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. They add Bradley Beal, and then what do you do? Do you do the LeBron-era Heat where it's three big, massive contracts, one or two mid-levels, and then everybody else takes the veterans minimum just in hopes of winning a championship? Or do you try something nobody has tried before? Four massive contract. And then everybody else on the roster is making the absolute veterans minimum, and it's a bunch of nobodies. Can you survive that way? Which is why would I say that the Phoenix Suns are the best team of the NBA? They have the most star power in the NBA, but I don't think necessarily they're the best team. I think they're one of the best teams. I certainly think that if you have to kind of scale the best 3 to 5 teams with a chance to win a championship of the NBA, the Suns are on that short list. No doubt about it. But let's also remember this is not the perfect roster because there is some duplication between the types of talents and scoring that these guys have. I mean, both Booker and Beal prefer to be an off guard, prefer to, you know, be a shooter, prefer to get their shots up and be one of the epicenters of the offense. And then you have a guy like Kevin Durant that, again, is kind of the same type of player, wing player, perimeter player, swingman type players that need a lot of shots to be productive. These are not... These are guys that are redundant in how they play and where they'll play on the floor. Now, in today's NBA, you can have a bunch of positionless players, and you just want the most talent on the floor, and the Suns will have that on most nights, assuming these three guys stay healthy. But it is not the perfect roster, let's face it. And the Denver Nuggets, until further notice, have to be considered the best team of the NBA. They didn't get by on a lark. They didn't get by on luck. They got by because they have the league MVP or one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA, who does that every single night. And for as good as Booker and as good as Kevin Durant are, neither one of them are the all-around threat right now to be a triple-double machine every single evening that Jokic is. So the Nuggets are still the best team in the NBA until further notice. And the Suns have put themselves a little bit higher in the conversation with the addition of Beal, but I don't think it makes them the best team of the NBA, and I think there are still questions to be had about how they flesh out the rest of that roster. Also, Bradley Beal's 30 years old, and Bradley Beal has 4 more years left in this contract at a lot of money, which we talked about last week. That's a big, fat contract you've got to inherit for a while. Because the reason that they didn't get much for Beal is that there wasn't a lot of takers for Beal. He's making $50 million over the next 3 seasons, so that's $150. Then he has a $57 million option in year 4, which you would assume he takes. So you're on the hook for 4 years at more than $200 million for Beal, who is a very good player, but he's not an MVP candidate. He's made an All-Star game 3 times in his career, but he's not every single year an All-Star. He's a good player, but he's not one of the 5 greatest players in the NBA, which is how he's paid right now. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Can I just say this about Friday's show? I think Zach Gelb had himself a day. Gelb, who has been poked and prodded here on the show by us and the listeners, who has played a good frenemy for Mraz, a good foil / rival. I think Gelb showed up early. I think he performed. I think he displayed. He had a good attitude. He was into it. He did a good job with the cars. His heart was in it. His attitude was positive. And then spent the day with the listeners, having drinks, having a good time, having laughs.
Whoa!
He pours the entire bottle of baby oil on Pat Boyle for the oil boil segment. And at the end of the day, I think everybody at that party had a positive experience with Zach Gelb. I think that was a huge moment for Gelb in CBS Sports Radio history.
5 minutes before you just said that, I turned to Pete. I said, Gelb was great on Friday. He was. I was shocked. I wish that we weren't in there, that I could watch him physically park these cars. But the amount of people like, no, he handed Gelb the keys. He waited on that front lawn and just kept parking for at least that first hour and a half. It was incredible, with the right attitude. And yeah, he played to the crowd. He was like a wrestler out there, even with the baby oil. I thought Zach had himself a day.
He made a $50 tip from somebody,
which is so funny.
Amazing.
Holy smokes! So funny.
But last year, Bob's Bar served as a redemption story for Peter Schwartz. I don't think Gelb needed a redemption story, but it certainly, if last year was about Caserta and Schwartz getting to the next level, this year was about Gelb and Boyle getting to the next level.
I just wish Dixie Landan could have been there to understand why Gelb. But remember that big fight about Gelb doing picks? Friday was the payoff on why it was perfect that Gelb did the picks.
You're right.
Ew!
You're right. There was some resistance early to Gelb taking the spot of Super Dave Friedman in that role. But when all was said and done, Gelb was the perfect guy. And I think if you were there or even if you listened to the show, suddenly Gelb became an integral part of the DA Show universe.
He did. The headbands made, too. Those were great headbands.
Yes, they were great. He actually gave little AJ a little gift as well from the Nebraska Cornhuskers football program. So now we'll have to get AJ out to Lincoln Memorial at some point in time.
By the way, our kids can all span the Matt Rhule stops because I got Carolina Panthers stuff for when Peyton was born.
Son, let me tell you a little bit about a mediocre head coach that manned the sidelines of both college football and the NFL many moons ago. Nobody has uttered his name in many, many years, but let me tell you about somebody named Matthew J. Rhule. Once upon a time, given the keys to the franchise in Carolina and a program in Lincoln. He's not coaching anymore. Right now, he's managing a McDonald's in Omaha. Well, let me tell you all about a guy by the name of Matt Rhule. When we come back here on the show, Ja Morant suspended on Friday. Excessive? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More laughs per capita than any other sports radio show. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A happy Monday morning to you. You can always watch the archived Bob's Bar show on YouTube. That's right. Go to YouTube and the CBS Sports Radio channel. Go to Friday's show and watch the ridiculousness of those 4 hours. I don't know if we've ever topped from start to finish those 4 hours of ridiculousness. It had it all. That episode is captured in video form forevermore, for better and for worse. Ja Morant gets a 25-game suspension from the NBA. Excessive? I don't think so. I mean, this is kind of what I think most people assumed it would be, between 20 and 30 games. I think the NBA tried to walk a line. I think the line was you want to suspend him enough games to where it looks like it has some teeth, it has some meat to it, so it can't be 10 games of an 82-game schedule. But you also can't suspend him for half of the season and expect that to hold up with where the union is likely to battle you on it and to appeal. So it has to be big enough to where it sends a message. It doesn't make you look like pushovers, but it can't be excessive. And I think they kind of threaded that needle there. 25 games seems fair. I mean, it's essentially a quarter of the season. It's a little bit more than a quarter of the season. So I think it seems fair. And ultimately, I'm not even sure that the suspension number of games itself is the important thing here. The important thing is that Ja Morant dangles by a string here on his existence in the NBA, because I would imagine that if there is a third strike, if there is a third violation, then Ja Morant is looking at potentially getting suspended for a year plus out of the league, something like that. And that's not even considering the most important part of this, which is just you're a young person with a lot of money and celebrity, fame, and attention. There just has to be some smarts that go along with it so that you don't put yourself in danger. And, you know, heaven forbid that Ja Morant, playing tough guy, ends up making him or his crew a mark, or by being tough guys, they are marks, and suddenly there's violence around them. I mean, that's, here is a young man that has tons of reasons to keep your nose clean and not many reasons to not. You would just hope these serve as wake-up calls, but who knows? I mean, some guys just don't ever get it, and some guys are sent many of the messages from a lot of different corners and don't ever actually end up taking that advice. So it's up to him to decide where he wants to go on this, but it seems relatively unnecessary for him to continually put himself in bad situations. I mean, does anybody not buy a Ja Morant jersey because he is soft? Is anybody not paying him tons of cash to the NBA? Is any Grizzlies fan not into Ja Morant because they don't think that he's hard enough? It seems to me that the only point in waving weapons around on social media is to somehow make yourself think that you've got credibility amongst, I don't know, your friends or what, who you think are your friends, or you're projecting a certain way to, again, a group of people that are probably pretty unimportant in the grand scheme of things right now for you. So we'll see if he gets the message. Is 25 games enough? I think so. I mean, I don't really think there was a number here that I would have gone crazy on no matter what. If it was 5 games, I would have, you know, done a facepalm. If it was 80 games, I would have said, that's really harsh. But 25 games, I think, does thread the needle pretty much. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. During Friday's show, there was a lot of everything there. But I do want to ask Mraz, I left it around 2:30 on Friday, and I'd like to ask, who was the last man standing? Who was the last listener, not family member, or I guess neighbor or something? Who was the last person at Bob's Bar that didn't live at that address?
Well, excluding a family friend from Florida that'd be staying there all weekend, Gordon from Vancouver.
Gordon from Vancouver, who won the prize of coming from the farthest away, so thus he oiled Boyle, was the last man standing.
Yeah, finally, about between 4 and 4:15, we had to call the guy an Uber. We had to get him out of there. We were planning on maybe going out to a little dinner. Gordy had a good chunk of a bottle of Crown Royal. He was a great time, but I think Gordon had to go sleep it off at some point.
So Gordon, who was not only the D-alien that came from the farthest away, but also was the oldest, 69 years old.
Yeah.
And came in with a bit of a cane, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a big deal. He got into his Uber, and I think he forgot his cane, and he had to hobble back in without it. Yeah, definitely. To be honest, at that point, I think Gordon would have stayed till his 70th birthday, I think, if we didn't get him in that Uber.
So talk about a gamer. I mean, maybe overstayed his welcome by an hour or two at Bob's Bar.
I wouldn't even call it overstaying his welcome, but you could tell when you're talking to somebody like, okay, I've heard this story 5 times. It's time to get you home.
But Gordon, talk about a gamer, flies in from Vancouver, 69 years old, and is the last one to leave. That is a performance.
Totally. And look, if you're going to do it big. And he did it big. It was, he got himself a hotel. Gordon went all in.
You got to love that. That's a guy The Bourbon Bell watched the show on the simulcast on Friday. And when I came home, she goes, Gordon from Vancouver seems like a guy that's carpe diem. That's all about carpe diem. And I'm like, that's probably a good way to put it. Bucket list items for your life. I do this and this and this. And when I do them, I go all in. Seize the day. I'm flying out to West Babylon. I'm going to the Bob's Bar show. I'm doing half a bottle of Crown Royal. And I don't give a rip. Because I'm going big.
And he found his seat. He sat at the back bar facing the real bar. It looked like he didn't move for most of the show when I went back and watched it, but he was in, man.
Oh, he moved because he moved over to the seat where there was the oiling of the boil.
Oh, oof. That's true.
And when he moved over to oil boil, there were some incredible one-liners. First of all, he put his hands on Boyle's pecs and goes, strong hands, strong hands. Also, at one point, he says, you know, you're allowed to change teams, Pat. got a whoa from the crowd as well.
I'm sure Pat loved that.
I mean, Gordon was amazing.
Does carpe diem translate to second base? Because at one point, he played it slowly, and then like halfway through, there was a pretty sensual reach down the middle of Boyle's chest.
The fingertips cupped upwards.
Yes. Yeah.
And I wonder if he was purposefully trying to make Boyle uncomfortable.
I think he's trying to have a good time.
Really enjoyed it.
Well, I think Gordon had enough Crown Royal by the time it came to Oil Boy that he felt loose about it. But when we did the Oil Boy, I figured, all right, he'll rub a little on his back. And then he went full, like, honestly, if I was Pat, I probably would have enjoyed it. Like, that was like a real massage.
It felt very masseuse-esque.
Mm-hmm. Two meat hooks running through you.
Two meat hooks. Gordon in Vancouver, an all-time performance.
And he said to me at least more than once, I didn't know this was on my bucket list. So he like backdoored his way into checking one off. He had a great time. We did have the same conversation multiple times as I did with others who seemed to forget our previous talk. Gordon, very complimentary of all of us, our lives, because he follows all of us on social media. I heard from him yesterday while he was leaving the airport. He was sending me things. Gordon's an all-timer.
Oh, yeah. Gordon actually did send us a picture from the airport bar. I don't know if he was at a JFK or LaGuardia.
Well, I think LaGuardia, yeah.
But he sent us a picture of a bottle of rum chata at the airport bar. So he was sitting down to continue the party.
Gordon didn't go food court there. He went bar.
I believe it was JFK because he told me that five times.
Yeah.
I
see. He also told me about all the places he's been. So either... He has a bazillion miles or a bazillion dollars, so he might have... I mean, I'm surprised he didn't fly private from Vancouver to us the way he was talking.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He really... He reminds me of Jay Peterman from Seinfeld, a guy that kind of like dots the map globally, has like grand stories, has probably gone on expeditions with exotic animals, and just like when he goes somewhere, he's all in.
We were like an hour away from Taylor calling him Grandpa.
If he lived on your block, you guys be best friends.
We were close.
Yeah.
We were close. Like Taylor was shy with a lot of people. By the end, she had known Gordon enough that it was like a big goodbye hug.
Gordo!
If he lived on your block, he would be a regular at Bob's Bar.
Totally.
He would have his own stool, golden stool.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
Him and Dancing Dave. Door swings open and they come.
Dancing Dave backed out early, didn't he? I saw him during the show, but I didn't see him after the show.
He left at 11, and apparently he had drank 19 Budweisers, and his son needed to drive him home. That's what I tell you, the quietest 19 and 10 you'd ever have. Apparently.
He's like Eddie Curry, just a really quiet 19 and 10.
He's all the way back in the big group shot, and you can see his eyes are slanted with his arms over his head. The quietest double-double.
So we had him have 19 in basically science and silence and disappear. Then we had Randy in Alabama, who I think drank as much as Knockout Neil, but he handled it well.
Randy,
and then we had Knockout Neil.
Randy just called and said, I don't want to get on the air, but I want to apologize for getting too drunk. I said, it's Randy. It's
totally cool. No, he wasn't too drunk.
No, Randy was totally cool.
Yeah.
Randy from Alabama. Dude drove 15 hours each way, and he was great. He was great to talk to, great to hang out with, loves the show, been listening to us since the overnight days.
He was great.
Him and I kept talking about Painkiller Pat. That's when he first got into the show, and Painkiller Pat was 2013, and gave us the first real viral moment of the DA show here on CBS Sports Radio.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
That's Painkiller Pat. Maybe, but yeah, Randy, no, Randy was cool.
I thought maybe Randy was Painkiller Pat at their second. And I will say, when Randy went to leave, he did try opening the gate from the opposite side that was the hinge 17 times before figuring it out.
Was it him that said he'd been listening since 2011, which was physically impossible?
Well, somebody did. Yeah, unless they listened to me in Boston, which I don't think anybody was streaming 98.5 The Sports
Cup final, right?
That was a hell of a day. Hell of a day. Andrew Bogish is a kind sir, and he has our headlines.
And they are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry Pete with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Online betting. How does that work?
Wyndham Clark.
Online betting. How does that work?
Wyndham Clark. It's a great name for a pro golfer, and now it's the name of a U.S. Open champion. A one-shot win over Rory McIlroy at L.A. Country Club yesterday. Clark is the fourth in the last 100 years to win the U.S. Open, the first time making the cut.
I just feel like I've worked so hard and I've dreamed about this moment for so long. There's been so many times I've visualized being here in front of you guys and winning this championship, and I just feel like it was my time, and thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Clark's previous best finish in a major was tied for 75th. Meanwhile, McIlroy's major drought remains at 9-plus years. Clark opened the door for him over the final few holes, but Rory could do no better than a par on any of the last five, snuffing out the comeback. While we wait on the Bradley Beal-Chris Paul trade to be finalized, we have Lou Williams retiring after 17 seasons. Williams and Jamal Crawford, the only players to win three Sixth Man of the Year awards. His 13,396 bench points, the most in NBA history. Not one, but two wins over the Yankees for the Red Sox yesterday at Fenway.
There's a fly ball toward the right field corner, hooking toward the pole. It bounces up into the seats on one hop. It'll be a ground rule double. And two runs score, and the Red Sox lead 4-1.
Sean McDonough on Red Sox Radio. Tristan Casas, the two-run double. A 4-1 the final in the nightcap of their split doubleheader. Boston won the first 6-2. That's a three-game sweep for the weekend, improving Boston to 5-1 in the season series.
I know the Judge is out, but what's going on with the Yankees? Friday night was just a slop fest. They booted the ball all around the yard.
They're not a good baseball team at all. Like, they are nothing without Aaron Judge. I think Giancarlo Stanton, I'm not even trying to make a joke, he's like 4 for his last 50 since coming back. They suck.
Their brutality.
Yeah. It's not fun to watch.
Donaldson's
anymore.
Awful.
Yeah. Me and Bob thought we were going to have a nice Sunday night, Father's Day nightcap watch of the game last night. Couldn't have been worse. Could not have been worse.
Yesterday afternoon, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout flexed again for the Angels.
Shohei swings it. This one blasts the ball deep out into right center field. It is out of here. Ohtani connects a two-run homer right there. And the Angels have the lead. It's 3-2. And on this Father's Day, it is showtime.
Suddenly, the Angels are good.
How about that? Terry Smith, Angels Radio. Trout followed with a solo shot as Anaheim won in KC 5-2. They've taken 6 of 8. The Halos now 6-0 when those two go deep in the same game this season. And the Phillies stayed hot with a 3-2 win in Oakland. That's 6 in a row, 13 of 15. While the A's have dropped 5 in a row since that 7-game win streak. U.S. men's soccer, a 2-0 win over Canada in Vegas to claim the Nations League trophy. The Americans have won 3 consecutive CONCACAF events now and their last 22 meetings with Canada on American soil. Florida held off Oral Roberts 5-4 last night of the Men's College World Series. ORU now faces TCU in an elimination game with the winner facing those Gators. In WNBA last night, the Aces smoked the Lynx 93-62. Kelsey Plum scored 21. DA, back to you.
This is the email that I got from Gordon from the airport. Hey, just at LaGuardia, thought I should have something solid before I left. I sat down, looked up, and this is the first thing I see. A bottle of rum chata. Could be an interesting flight. Long live rum chata. Thanks again. You guys are the best. He sat down, said I should probably have something solid. You know what? More liqueur.
It's pretty close to solid, though. That's a thick drink.
It is. It's like a alcoholic Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, it's like a smoothie almost.
I got to assume Gordon's still sleeping from yesterday. I hope.
Did he get back on Sunday or Saturday?
So I guess so Saturday he flew out, but I'm assuming Sunday he had to sleep a lot. He tells me also he tells his wife he's got to go to bed early most nights and weeks to wake up at 3 a.m. local time to listen to us. I mean, geez, we all don't want to wake up for the show at that early.
And we get paid for
right?
it.
Right.
Gordon sets his alarm in Vancouver to wake up at 3 to listen to the show. Again, retirement is treating Gordon very well.
Imagine that just very, very leisurely well. Going at 3 a.m. to have some fun, maybe go back to sleep after that,
I'll
wake
tell you
up
this.
Again for breakfast.
God bless, obviously, everybody and their decisions and their careers around here. But if at 69 years old, I'm waking up early to listen to Big Baby in the landfill.
Well, a
God
better thing
me.
To listen to than that, hopefully.
God save the queen.
But hopefully at 69, you don't need to work anymore. You can crisscross the country like Gordon seems to
do. Well, that's what I'm saying, that if I retire at 69 or earlier, and I go, you know what, I got nothing else to do, I'll just fly around to events, I'll get hammered wherever I go, I'll make some friends, and I'll wake up early to listen to Big Baby in the landfill every day.
Big Baby in the landfill.
Big Baby's parents complaining about you like you're Knockout Neil. Why won't DA leave?
By then, it'll be Big 20-something and the landfill.
Big Baby and the landfill.
Damon forgot his cane.
Somebody call AJ. Get his dad out of here.
Oh, God, he forgot his Daryl Strawberry signed pinstripe cane.
Did you guys get that from Gordon? He has a cane.
Four times.
A Louis that looks like a Louisville Slugger bat, but he wanted to bring it in case airport security
took it
away. I had to pretend
each time was the first time I saw the picture, yes.
And again, he seems to be one of the more accomplished listeners. Like he had a career, sees the world.
Family.
Right, got a wife at least. He's got grandkids. And he's drunk on rum shot at 3 p.m. in LaGuardia. Kicked off a flight home. Canadian borders closed.
He's going to go through customs snookered.
I got a message on one of my social media posts from a young woman that simply said, "Hey, that's my dad." About Gordon.
Gordon or Pat.
Tell him he's got to be home by 6.
Wait a second. My dad's in New York with you guys?
We had Father's Day planned.
How'd that happen? When we come back, we got Momentous Monday, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Smiling like Little Mo every morning. It's a Momentous Monday.
Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're around it.
I just think people should know that if you stay positive, everything will be fine. You just eat, drink, and breathe positive thoughts. That's all you gotta do, and everything will be good.
All right. Well, let me tell you about Juliet Laraquente Hebner. Okay, Juliet is an Ohio high school track star, and she headed to the indoor state championship in Ohio from Highland High School last month. Now, most indoor track and field athletes are part of larger teams there to run in events or as a team, multiple participants taking part in multiple events. But Juliet Laraquente Hebner was the only athlete from Highland High School. She entered 7 total events. She's the only person from her high school at the meet. And she won 4 individual titles and the state title by herself. This is amazing. She earned gold medals in the high jump, the 60-meter hurdles, the triple jump, and the long jump. She said, "I've got 2 flats, high jump spikes, long jump spikes, triple jump spikes, and then practice sprint spikes and competition sprint spikes. it was crazy being like, I'm going up against teams that have 15 girls there, and I was the only one representing Highland, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just beat them all out myself. Now, to do this, nobody does this because events are going on simultaneously. There's always multiple athletes taking part in all of these events from these schools. So she said, I was high jumping and long jumping at the same time. I would literally rip off my high jump spikes. Then I would sprint over to long jump, take a few jumps, then come back. I almost missed my hurdle race. Then I was triple jumping. I think I did one or two, then had to go do the hurdle finals. I started the day at 10 a.m. competing. I didn't leave the track until 7:30. 9.5 hours, Juliet was competing in the state championship at all of the events. Her coach, Chip Wendt, has been there since the mid-80s. He goes, in all my years, I've been here since 85, I've never seen any individual in any sport at this level work this hard. So it's just an extraordinary performance when, who's to say you can't? A young athlete, you're the only one making the trip to the indoor state meet. That's fine. How many events do you want to compete in? All of them. Some of them happen at the same time. I don't care. You need multiple sets of track shoes in between. Fine, I'll change them. She's going to compete at the University of Cincinnati. She'll be a Bearcat next year and hopes to become a heptathlete on the track and a nurse in the classroom. Juliet, she is a star. What a cool story. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 on Twitter. DA on CBS. Rob of the 321 tweets in, DA, I'm in for next year at Bob's. My daughter Kaylee in the 321 wants to go and meet, quote, daddy's imaginary friends. Hashtag Bob's Bar 24.
Would Rob get booed when he walked through the gate?
It's a pretty inviting crowd at Bob's.
It is.
I think for all of these events, we found just a bunch of people that are happy to be alive, happy to be having a good time with others. I think that would be that would actually do wonders for Rob's Q rating here on the show and overall PR. You know, when you show up to Bob's, you get a bump in your PR.
You're probably right. A little mingling would do him good. Get the big moist pork selfie, and away we go. Moist, by the way, barreling over people to take a picture of Katie Linnendahl.
He's been a fan of Katie for a long time, I believe.
Yeah. Katie hadn't even gotten on set with us, and Moist had made sure he got the selfie.
Moist made a beeline of Katie walking in. Before she's on the air, I could see him holding the camera, taking selfies. You're like, what's going on with Moist Fork over there?
TMZ in Hollywood, just stationed outside.
And he brought his neighbor Shlomo to the event.
Shlomo with the Expo hat.
He had the Expos hat, yeah.
They brought a lot of food, too. I still have some leftover in my trunk I was going to bring up.
Really?
Yeah. He had some nice kosher cakes all cut up. They were pretty good. Like a babka.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I had some. I couldn't carry everything because I had all of Kaplan's equipment today, but it's in my trunk.
Who made the mac and cheese that we scarfed?
That was EJ, the DJ, who actually didn't make it for the show. He wasn't feeling great, but he had dropped off the mac and cheese the night before. That blue cheese and buffalo chicken mac and cheese, phenomenal. Blue.
Yeah, that was really good. The only thing was I thought Bob was going to take to the griddle to do more burgers and dogs later in the day.
So that was the plan. There was a certain somebody rumbling and stumbling around that Nancy put the kibosh and didn't want another grill lit in case he bumped into it.
Oh.
There was some stuff going on behind the
Come
scenes
on,
there.
That
she got a little weary about a hazard, if you will.
So the too drunk guy ruined afternoon eats.
Basically, that was the premise. Let's not light everybody on fire here. Yeah. Because they could not be trusted on their legs.
But at about noon, I could have waived that rule.
You would have waived it? Oh, you wanted a burger. You wouldn't have worried about the safety aspect.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
He'll be okay. Behind the pool.
Well, once he passed out in the grass, I think we could have lit that grill.
That's true at that point, but I wasn't getting my ass up to do it. So.
It was a great day on Friday. More breakdowns as we make our way through the morning. But when we come back here on the show, Speaking of two drunk guy, Bob Huggins had himself a weekend, huh? And now he's no longer the head coach at West Virginia. We will discuss the ugliness of the last couple of weeks, last couple of months of Bob Huggins' tenure in Morgantown and the straw that broke the camel's back. Also later on in the program, Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT, is going to join us after the big Bradley Beal trade. And to kick us off into the offseason, Thursday is the NBA draft, so we'll do offseason NBA with Jared in hour number four. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.